Welcome. We are here again for Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Marlis.
Judy.
And John.
And today we're doing kind of a mystery whiskey tour that originated when I had too much time on my hands and went to Total Wine to play a little bit, which is always a dangerous thing. So I'd been reading about American whiskeys and I decided to sample some. So we got, I bought three American whiskeys, a Heritage Distilling Bourbon, a Woodford Reserve Straight Malt, and a Backbeat Bourbon from a Seattle distillery called Three Howls. So we're going to have some fun with these. And I have to admit, most of the time when we do a tasting, we haven't really tasted the whiskeys beforehand. But because here in the Western Washington, we had a nasty snowstorm that kept us all housebound for about a week, I did taste all of them. So
she cheated.
I know. So I will try to hang back a little bit during the actual descriptions and let my confreres who are tasting them for the first time really have the first word.
John and I did not cheat.
Yeah. So our first one is Heritage Distilling from Gig Harbor, Washington. It's on the left.
John has the tasting notes for that.
Okay. All right. And this is their bourbon. They do other things too.
Heritage's dual barrel collection is aged in new charred oak barrels and then rests again in premium used barrels that held pure vanilla extract. It sells about $29 and is 92 proof. It says it has the color of clarified butter, which...
Okay.
It is. It's kind of a
light amber or rich gold. It's very pretty.
And you can really smell the vanilla when the vanilla just smacks you in the face.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I kind of like it. It smells better than my bottle of vanilla at home.
Well, yeah. You know,
I bet you it tastes better than my bottle of vanilla as well.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely tell. You can taste the vanilla very, very much.
Yes. There's vanilla, there's oak, there's some caramel. It's a little sweet, but not too bad. Mm-hmm. It's a little bitey at the back of the throat, but again, not bad.
No, I like it. Because bourbon is not one of my favorite things to drink of the whiskey family. But I like that one.
Now, interestingly enough, the last time I tried this, I identified a really strong kind of sour taste. Not a bad taste, but just like kind of underlaying everything. And I'm not getting that today, so I don't know.
Maybe it's something you ate.
It could be. Mm-hmm. It could be. That always makes a difference.
Yeah, food can change what you're drinking. All right.
Anything else that we want to say about this? It's very tasty.
It is very tasty. So where in Washington is this one from?
It's in Gig Harbor, go ahead.
It says Heritage Distilling Company is a craft distillery based in Gig Harbor, Washington. HDC is the most awarded craft distillery in North America by the American Distilling Institute 5 years in a row, 2014 through 2018. And each of the Heritage Distilling Company product lines and services were developed with a particular story in mind because, quote, every spirit has a story, unquote.
Okay. No, that's a very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Does that, your tasting notes there, does that have the mash bill? Like what's actually in it?
I don't see that.
Okay.
No.
They don't always put that in, so it's.
Not this one's either.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, moving along.
Okay, the next thing is the Woodford Reserve Straight Malt Whiskey, which means that it is at least 51% barley.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so Woodford Reserve is from Kentucky, Woodford County, Kentucky, hence the name, I'm sure. And is made from a mixture of pot still spirits produced at the company's Woodford Reserve Distillery and column still spirits from the Brown Forman Distillery in Shively, Kentucky. Mm. Shively, that just sounds like a Kentucky name, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Or a character on, I don't know, what was that, Dudley Do-Right thing, you know?
Snidely.
Well, he probably has a brother named Snively.
Yeah, Shively. Yeah.
No offense to the residents of Kentucky.
Shively, not Snively, but anyway.
Yeah, it could be Snively, too, but yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, but this has a It is 50. It's 90.4 proof, 51% malt barley, as Marla stated, 47% corn, and 2% rye. Triple pot distilled. It can go anywhere from $35 to $40.
And plus tax.
Plus tax fees and other horrible things. It has a deep chestnut color, which it truly does.
It is a gorgeous looking whiskey.
It looks like a really strong tea.
Yeah.
But it says, as you'd expect from freshly charred barrels, their aroma is soft with both nutty and fruity aspects, if they say so. And when we taste it, it's supposed to have a wood, spice, and grain aromas more than the sweetness comes through. Those tastes come through more than the sweetness.
I'm smelling the oak barrels.
Well, that's probably the wood part. It's very peppery on the front of the tongue with deep cherry flavors towards the back. Okay.
All right, we're back.
After that rude interruption.
I know.
We weren't going to say this, but this person that we're reading the review from says that they call it the gateway whiskey because it will naturally, because of the mash bill is 47% corn, it will naturally appeal to today's bourbon drinker looking for variety. At the same time, it can be a malt drinker's peek into bourbon. So let's give it a taste.
Which gives me this image of all these little whiskey drinkers peeking over into other people's glasses. What is that thing that you are drinking
right
there?
Oh my, that's smooth.
Isn't it?
Oh goodness. Yes. That's almost like not drinking alcohol, actually. I mean, but it's not bland at all. It's just very smooth. Goodness.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Now, it's good. You can taste some dark fruit or cherry or something at the back. There's a lot of nice oak and wood. And it is sweet, but it doesn't come off as overly sweet, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not overall.
No.
It's not bitey at all?
No.
No. It is quite lovely.
This would be a lovely fall drink, I think, while you're standing in your yard watching the leaves blow and the crisp.
I'm glad you didn't say fall because we don't have any in our yard. We only have evergreens.
That's true.
The only thing that falls are limbs.
Well, I just have the green belt back there, so I do get some leaves. Anyway.
We limbs fall off. We could watch
the
limbs
fall. Yeah, it's watching the limbs fall on your roof.
100-pound branches fall on
a snowstorm. In that case, I think I might need something stronger. This is more of a decorative fall type day that I'm talking about.
You just take a sip and say, look at that Widowmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. No, this is an excellent
bourbon. Isn't it pretty? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, it tastes good, it's smooth,
and the price isn't bad.
No.
To be a more regular drink, not every day maybe, but a more regular drink.
Certainly a favorite.
It's like, I'm not a real fan of bourbon.
Yeah. It's really good. See, it's a gateway.
It definitely is a gateway whiskey. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. What do we have next?
Okay, well, the next one is, for some mysterious and probably disreputable reason, is my favorite of the three, at least when I tasted it before. It's Backbeat Bourbon, which is by Three Howells Distillery from Seattle. And when I tasted it first, I got two really strong flavors, which I won't say until my confreres here have a chance to taste it. But just by the way I would describe it, it's not necessarily something I would like, but I really did like it. So this is kind of the surprise at the end of the tasting, kind of the maverick or the ninja. I don't know. What else surprises you at the end of tastings?
Chainsaw killer.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
It could go for any of those three.
That would surprise me.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone take snips. Splashed.
It's mildly sweet. It smells like dark fruit.
I must sniff more dark fruit because, I didn't really think about dark fruit having more of a smell than other fruit.
Well, you know.
This is interesting.
Butter rum?
No, I'm trying to think of.
Oh, or did you say butter Did you say any of those words?
I didn't actually. No, I don't think think so.
I said Cincinnati. Yeah, you're just imagining the butter rum. Yeah.
I'll have to play it back. Okay. See, you know. But no, I was thinking more like, you know, like dates or dried, you know, fruit.
Sour cherry, kind of something thing. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me see what other words I can make up for
butter
you.
Rum.
Yeah. Butter rum.
Ah.
Butter them up.
Yeah.
Are we tasting now?
I am. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's quite lovely as well, but in a different way.
I know, isn't it?
Now it's lighter, I think.
A little lighter and not as smooth. It's got a little more bite
mm-hmm,
to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to...
maybe a little sweeter?
Yeah. Some of the folks I watch on YouTube, the Whiskey Tribe especially, who I think are wonderful, pointed out that smooth is just one of the attributes. It's neither good nor bad in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you like smooth, then that's something you should look for. But sometimes you want something a little pointier or spankier or whatever, stabbier even, you know.
Chainsaw killier. Ooh,
harsher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, and that is also a perfectly valid personal choice. Well,
right.
I mean, in metaphorically, don't be a chainsaw killer in reality.
Oh,
that
no,
would
no,
be
no.
bad.
No, no, no. I wasn't advocating that part. No.
No, no. But you can want a little obstreperousness in your whiskey.
I mean, we could compare each one to a different type of serial killer.
Yeah.
And
that would be kind of disturbing.
Oh, okay. We won't do that then.
Yeah.
This is Washington.
I like
after
the bourbons.
All.
I like that with the whiskeys. Okay. So back to Backbeat. Yeah, it does have, for me, it has kind of a burnt sugar taste to it.
I don't know what it is, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you say this one was?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I laughed.
$3.
As much as I dislike Seattle, I'm disliking a lot of things today.
We should go see them.
We should go see them. Despite my dislike for Seattle, yes. It's the streets, not really the city itself. I just don't like driving there.
Well, and the time that I had this before, when I opened it on my own, when I was snowbound, and lest you think we're just whining, being Western Washingtonians, I had 16 inches of snow in my yard, so it's not like I just made
and
it
up. And it, some years it never snows, so,
I know,
this,
so
was
this was
horrible.
Mm-hmm. But I had a real strong taste of straw, you know, like you're sitting on a hay bale straw.
Mm.
And I'm not getting that this time, so it may have been that it was just something that...
What were you eating that day?
I have no idea. That was a long
time. Did you drink all three of them in one day?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It was, I didn't leave the house for 5 days.
Oh,
I
that's true.
I just spaced it out.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot left for you to have had it
that's
all at
true.
Once.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
No, this is really nice, but I'm still thinking, even though, before we do the water part, I think right now my favorites are Woodford Reserve, Backbeat, Heritage, but... In that, you know, in that order, but I like all three.
They're all nice.
They're all very nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're just all really nice in different ways.
I know.
I guess it's almost a tie, honestly.
Okay, now we're adding just a teensy bit of water and seeing if that has... what we find is that I try not to pour too much whiskey when we're doing these tastings, lest we become
inebriated.
Yeah, that would be it. So then if we really are kind of smacking it, you know, around doing the tasting, then sometimes we don't have enough left for the water to actually have much of an influence, but we'll see.
But today we did
I think we did pretty good.
I think we all have a decent amount left in there.
So now we have the Heritage.
And there's plenty left to drink after, and then we will get inebriated.
Yes.
No, not really.
Yes. Well.
Well, maybe.
A little.
We'll see. So first we're doing the Heritage with water.
Mm-hmm. See, now I'm getting a little bit of that sourness. You know, it's like the opposite of sweet or something. Like the corn was, I don't know what.
I'm not getting anything sour.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's taste buds are different.
Uh-huh. Well,
I think it almost is a little sweeter to me right now. But of course we find these other ones too. So
yeah. There's a wonderful book called Whiskey Distilled by, I think her name is Heather Green. She was the first female whiskey sommelier in New York and has this really fun book. And one thing that she points out is that everyone is actually genetically tastes differently. You know, my genetic tasting mechanism is not the same as your genetic tasting mechanism. So, which is one of the reasons that we can all enjoy a vast array of things, but we won't agree on why we like them necessarily or what we like. So,
It also explains, like, some people think cilantro tastes like soap and other people don't.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it tastes like soap, but I still like it. So
that's okay. Weird. Now, mm-hmm. That's weird.
I know.
She eats bars of soap in her spare time.
I don't. Just cilantro.
As a child, her mother had to pull them out of her mouth.
Oh, she did not. And she didn't have to put them in my mouth either because I was very well behaved.
So when did you start your swearing? Must have been after you
much
left
later.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, because your mom definitely would have put a bar of soap in this.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I don't know that the water does it any favors, but I don't know that it hurts it especially either.
I think it made it smoothed it out just a tiny bit.
That could be.
And for me, brought out the sweetness a little more. But again, we really only put a teeny tiny bit of water in.
Now let's try the Woodford Reserve Straight Malt. One whiskey that I want to get my hands on next time is the Westlands Single Malt, which is also a Seattle distillery, but
it's
but I haven't gotten a hold of that yet. So, in the future, something to strive for.
I think we have a bottle of
that. Ooh,
yeah,
you're great. Now she's going to break in the middle of the night.
That's
take it.
That's what it does.
Can't let out our secrets like that. But we do have a peated whiskey at home. It might very well be that.
Yeah, it might be Westland. I know I've had Westland in the past, and we do have a peated Seattle whiskey right now. I couldn't swear that it's Westland, but
Now for the Woodford Reserve, I liked it better with before the water.
Yeah, I don't think it needed any smoothing out.
No, there's something different about it.
It was
now.
Smooth enough, so to speak.
So don't add water to your Woodford Reserve.
Unless you just don't like whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, and then just don't bother.
Well,
this could be the gateway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The gateway to the gateway.
The gateway to not drinking whiskey? What?
No, somebody who just absolutely hates whiskey. You know, this is still pleasant. It's just not as good, I don't think. It's just a little milder, a little bit less.
Yeah, it just took. It seems to have taken something away from it for me, putting water in it. So. Okay.
Took away the edge of goodness.
Yeah.
Well, because it was so smooth to start with, you really didn't need to discipline it any further, so to speak.
Nope. Sure didn't.
Okay, let's try the Backbeat with a little bit of water.
I think it did smooth it out. I mean, not... It was
just
also,
a tad.
Just a tad, because this one was just a teeny bit bitier than the Woodford Reserve, but I think the water did do a little smoothing.
Yeah.
So I think it did do it a little bit of good if you don't want that.
Yeah.
That little bit of bite.
If you don't want that fire in the throat, so to speak. Well, not fire. It wasn't fire.
Yeah,
a small ember, perhaps.
Yeah. This was warming. It was very nice, though. Mm-hmm. But now it's still really pleasant. It's not quite as...
Backbeat bourbon, I think you should take camping. Mm-hmm. And sit around a campfire.
Very good.
And... With a nice truck or something to sleep in. I no longer sleep on the ground. I did that when I was young, but not.
I have a cot.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good. And grill things and sit and tell lies and drink Backbeat bourbon. I think that would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
With or without water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with or without. It's still pretty warming going down.
Yeah, I think I actually like it better straight, but it is a lovely. They're all lovely. And so this was a revelation to me because I've always been, scotch is best. You know, bourbon is a little boring. And yet the things that people are doing with the basic recipes of bourbon, scotch, whatever, are really different. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, we've tasted so many different types of whiskey. And they all have something to say for themselves. They're not, you know, I don't know that we'd like one. Well, I think we're still are all partial to scotch, but but like I'm liking the bourbon more. You seem to be liking the bourbon more. I guess maybe we should do like a good Kentucky whiskey, not bourbon necessarily, but Kentucky whiskey array. And then there's the Canadian whiskeys. We can't forget them.
I know. Well, and we haven't even worked our way through, you know, a minuscule amount of Scotland yet.
Nope.
So this is really exciting.
Yeah, we could be doing this for 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and maybe get more than four listeners at the same time.
We may be well preserved, so to speak.
That could be.
Well, mm-hmm. if we drink enough of That's this, it. Probably, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll be well, really well preserved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but okay. Well, wrapping it up, this is our mystery whiskey tour. American whiskeys, three different varieties, three different distilleries, and they were all very tasty in their own way and opened our eyes a little bit mm-hmm. as to what whiskey can be.
I learned I like vanilla in whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'd really like that vanilla. Good. I mean, I think if we grade mm-hmm. them on aroma, mm-hmm. I think the Heritage definitely beats mm-hmm. everybody on mm-hmm. the aroma part.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised at how much vanilla comes out of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And how much I like it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it seems like on the surface, if you said that there was that much vanilla in it, it wouldn't be that good. But I actually liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah. Sorry, we backtracked again.
So. I know. Yeah. But that's okay. So go to your local, you know, liquor store and try something new. You know, a lot of the American whiskeys are in the $30, $40, $50 range. And, you know, a bottle lasts a fair amount of time. So it's, you know, kind of an investment, yes, mm-hmm. but it's not too bad. And try something you haven't had before because it's amazing where it will take you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right.
So I think that wraps it up for tonight, the Mystery Whiskey Tour.
And this was episode 16. I think yes. we forgot to say that at the beginning. Oh, I forgot. Episode Probably. 16
That's all right.
mm-hmm. of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. We'll see you later.